Even though Kelly Colbar has an office in the City of Fayetteville Planning Division complex, she's really a federal employee paid by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to assist struggling low to moderate income residents to live more comfortably. Colbar says the bulk of funding goes towards sustainable housing rehabilitation in Fayetteville, which allows as much as $25,000 in improvements per household.
Anyone in Fayetteville who meets the income guidelines, you have to meet the income guidelines, you have to be the homeowner, and you have to have lived in the house for at least a year. And that's how you get accepted into the program. That's where the bulk of our money goes, and that can be anywhere in Fayetteville. We do have an identified target area that we know has a high percentage of low and moderate income individuals, and we do keep a close eye on that part. But we have done houses from one corner to the other, north, south, east, and west in Fayetteville. As long as you meet the guidelines, you qualify.
Colbar and staff do lots of community outreach to locate qualified residents. They also administer a transit program which provides taxi vouchers for elderly and disabled and bus passes for low-income residents. Another is a redevelopment program to help mitigate homeowner code violation. Colbar also does what she calls external programming to subrecipients, meaning she gives grants to nonprofits.
Subrecipients are nonprofits in our community who write grants to us. And we do public service grants, which funds actual programs and activities that the nonprofits do. And we also do public facilities grants.
So for bricks and mortar this year, $37,000 will be spent to fix the roof and siding on a complex for disabled residents called Lifestyles. The Northwest Arkansas Free Health Center will spend $28,000 to relocate and expand. As for program funding, LifeSource International was awarded $14,000 to operate a summer day camp for at-risk kids. $2,300 is going towards a tutoring program for pre-kindergarten children at Fayetteville Public Library. And a new project at the City Animal Shelter will see a $7,600 grant to help defray rental pet deposit fees to seniors wishing to take in a stray dog or cat as a companion. Altogether, Fayetteville will spend $700,000 in housing and urban development block grants. That's funding for fiscal year 2011, January through December.
If we were a Chicago or a San Diego or something that got the type of money that allows for construction and things like that, we could do much bigger projects than we do. But we're a Fayetteville, Arkansas, and we do a lot of really great things with the money we get, but at that dollar amount, we have to be really good stewards of using that money to the best advantage possible and to do the most. You know, we could put all of that money into one thing, but then that would only be one thing.
But to make matters worse, the 2011 funding was reduced and is late.
And usually it's much earlier than this, but with all of the discussion and challenges with getting the budget passed this year, we're getting our money very late. And as I've talked to other people in the state and with our HUD field office, this is the latest that any of them remember the money being released. But our allocation this year ended up being $593,672.
Much less.
And so in an effort to make sure that we kept things within the percentages, like I said, HUD does cap how much you can distribute to public services and things like that. We basically did a 15% cut on our internal and external programs.
The future looks even more discouraging.
HUD has told us to expect that there will be cuts again in 2012. The level of those cuts, I think, is anybody's guess. I mean, we heard everything this year from that we'd be cut 5 to 10% to that CDBG would be eliminated.
This year, Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northwest Arkansas was awarded a CDBG grant to match at-risk children with high school or adult mentors, a program established in 1995. Director Aaron Rogers.
Well, we were originally notified that we would be awarded $10,000, which was just wonderful, wonderful news to us. So with the cut, it's going to look more like $8,500, which is what we hope to receive this year.
The nonprofit Children's Advocacy Group also saw another federal grant from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services disappear.
It's specifically for matching children who have a parent incarcerated in state or federal prison with a mentor. This year, for the next 3 years, we were supposed to be awarded $70,000 a year to run that program, and that's all been eliminated in the last round of budget cuts. So that stuff hurts. It hurts a lot.
And this is just the beginning, given the national appetite to curb federal spending. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development will deliver $5.4 billion to 1,200 state and local governments in 2011. All HUD grants must benefit low and moderate income people, aid in the prevention or elimination of slums and blight. Money can be used in the acquisition of real property, rehabilitation of residential and non-residential properties, provisions of public facilities and improvements such as water and sewer, streets and neighborhood centers, public services, home ownership assistance, and even assistance to for-profit businesses for economic development activities. We have 14 entitlement cities, including 4 in Northwest Arkansas. Basil Julian is Grants Division Director with the Arkansas Economic Development Commission in Little Rock. But this week, he was at the University of Central Arkansas teaching a week-long community development institute. He said Arkansas's budget this year took a major hit.
We got about 16.5% cut for 2011 over the 2010 funding. That represents a cut from a little over $21 million down to about $16 million.
So how are recipients managing?
Well, our funds are split largely along lines of we have funding partners, and we set aside money for senior centers, child care centers, public health buildings, fire stations, fire trucks, and other public needs. And what we've done is just reduce the amount we have for each set-aside partner. So the money will just not go as far. They'll not be able to build as many buildings or as large buildings, or they'll just have to get help from some other place at this point in time.
Basil Julian says recipients could apply to USDA as well as the Economic Development Commission to help cover the slack. Those agencies are also strapped. Basil Julian recommends listeners contact senators and representatives with concerns, but even there could be some obstacles. Last March, freshman Republican Representative Steve Womack from Rogers supported cutting HUD's billion-dollar emergency homeowner relief program. It provides zero-interest deferred payment bridge loans of up to $50,000 to unemployed homeowners seeking to avoid foreclosure. Womack reportedly said it's like pouring money down a rat hole. But Fayetteville Community Development Services Director Kelly Colbar told a different story of an elderly woman who's lived in the same house her husband built when they were newlyweds. Her husband died, and things started to fall apart.
We did some energy efficiency things. We replaced some doors and windows. We rebuilt a porch that was collapsing and just did some things to bring her house up to code and to just be able to sit down and talk with her and have her express how much it meant to her to be able to stay in the home that her husband, who was no longer with her, had built for the two of them. You don't forget stories like that. You don't.
This summer, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development deployed nearly $200 million of the $1 billion allotted to 32 state agencies to help 30,000 other homeowners remain in their family homes, which also pays forward to the banking industry, 30,000 more mortgage payments. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.